Know. Live. Transform. This is 702 for the curious.
Welcome back. As I said, we have Kaya Klaba on the line. Good evening to you and thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity. Good evening to you and good evening to your listeners at home.
So Kaya, as you're very much well aware, some of our tertiary education institutions are being plagued by a new round of protests at this particular point in time. Of course, it is the beginning of the academic year. We want to get things started off on a high note. In other words, make sure that the young people who are registered there get their studies underway very quickly. But I see that Nehawu is saying that, listen, we might shut down the TVET colleges in this instances if our demands aren't being met. What are these demands and why is it so important that we're going to the extreme of shutting down tertiary education institutes as of Thursday?
Well, Gershwin, our demands emanate as far back as 2015, mm-hmm. when the migration took place, the migration from the independent councils that used to govern the colleges, and when they were migrated to the Department of Higher Education and Training. What that meant was that these workers then were now counted as public servants. Mm. So they were to be then given the same benefits and the same salary as public servants. But currently that is not the case, or it has not been the case ever since the migration took place. Their salaries continue to remain stagnant. They continue not to receive any benefits in terms of UIF, medical aid, and provident fund. But moreover, they continue to be employed in as contract workers. And those contracts, from time to time, they're ended without consultation of the union in a unilateral manner. So their condition of savings is not a very good one, because those TVET colleges are run as part of shops. So the condition of our members is not a very good one. And we've been raising this issue since 2015, when Minister Blaise Zimande was still at the helm of the department. And in 2017 November, we led a march to the Department of Higher Education and Training. And at that time, the minister was Minister Hlengiwe Mkhize, professor. She accepted our memorandum and promised to work on it. But subsequently, she was reshuffled, and we had Minister Pando, whom we forwarded our memorandum. And ever since, nothing has happened. We haven't seen anything of substantive change or any willingness to show that they are willing to listen to our demands. So then we decided that if we can win these issues in the boardroom, rather we take them to the streets. Hence we took the decision that we will withdraw our labor power as a strategy to try and twist the arm of the employer to accede to our demands. It's unfortunate that it has to happen when the schooling year has to start, but it's our constitutional right, so we were exercising it and were going on an indefinite strike up until our demands are met, in order to send an equivocal message to the employer that we've been patient long enough and our patience has run out.
I hear you on that, and obviously, as you said, that this is a right that you carry, and it is, fair enough, a constitutional right for you to embark on industrial action. But I think that what the concern would be for parents and students alike, and for anyone involved in this particular space, is obviously to try to see an academic year that kicks off without any particular issues, and that we can just go ahead about our business. So I think what the big question then becomes, Kaya, is that, I mean, is this inevitable? Is there another course that could be sought where we don't necessarily have to embark on this industrial form of industrial action, and that you can still continue to negotiate this particular matter? Is that still a possibility?
Well, firstly, let me bring this point to the fore. We are parents as well. Our children go to these colleges and so forth. So we are also affected. But over and above that, the university or the student organizations that are organizing students in these TVETs, including the Young Communist League of South Africa, SASCO, and SAFESA, which is the SRC body of TVET colleges, are supporting our strike and they've pledged their support for our strike. Hence, they'll be supporting us with memorandums that we'll take to the minister in order to look into them. It's not only issues of workers, but also issues of students, because students are really disadvantaged in TVET colleges. It's very important that people start to take TVET colleges in a very serious light, because they do have a role to play in the South African education system in terms of producing future leaders and contributors to our economy. So we are pleading for that. But just to go back to your question, really the ball now is in the court of the employer. It's up to the employer to come back to us and negotiate with us. We have an open door policy. We're available 24/7. As and when they are ready to negotiate with us in good faith, then we'll gladly avail ourselves in order to end the impasse. But having said that, we're happy with our mobilization. We're happy with the level of preparedness. So as soon as 6 a.m. hits on Wednesday, we'll be going on the total shutdown. And we're confident that in all the 50 TVET colleges across the country, spread around 239 campuses, will be a total shutdown, because workers believe that these are genuine and reasonable demands. So it should not be difficult for the department to really accede to them.
Okay, fair enough. I hear what you're saying, that that you're still open to negotiation. But I mean, unfortunately, it is Monday today. We're talking about Thursday, this particular action being undertaken. I mean, up until this particular point in time, has the Department of Tertiary Education or Higher Learning come back to you and said to you that, listen, this is actually what the situation is. This is how long this process will take to be able to bring these people up to par? Because, of course, as you very well know, Nehawu being a national and a very broad church in terms of the constituents that it serves within the labor movement. You're not only, at colleges, you're all over the place, quite frankly, as Nehawu. I mean, whether you within the public service in particular, you're very much well aware of the fact that at the moment there's massive budget cuts, rather, across the state and throughout various state departments. So it might not be as simple for the state to be able to budget those particular salaries into place. And as you said, it is by far and large a very new and relatively new regime that has been undertaken.
Well, if you are aware, one of our major demands is the firing of the current Director General of the Department of Higher Education, Mr. Kodinkondlaqonde. We have the view that our problems, they start and end with him. He's at the center of ensuring that the sector is in disarray. The center is in quagmire because of his doing. Our view is that he doesn't have the best interest of the department. He doesn't have the best interest of the student it seeks to serve. Instead, he's only concerned about himself. So with the view that if he's actually the bottleneck or the gatekeeper in ensuring that things are done in a proper way, and if he were to be relieved of his duties as soon as possible, we believe that we're able to make headway. So that's one of the demands that we're willing to die for. If he's not fired, we'll not end the industrial action. So we feel that in order to make headway, he must go. But just to answer the other part of your question, really, I think the reason that there's budget cuts and austerity measures and all of that, it's because the state has been looted by greedy politicians and those who've been busy lining their pockets. Not because the state cannot afford these things. So we've allowed corruption to run amok without really trying to avert it. If we can be able to avert corruption and wasteful expenditure in government, can be able to pay workers what is true to them. But over and above that, it's not only about money, but also these workers really need to be treated with respect and the dignity they deserve. Not the shared disdain and conversation that they've been treated by Mr. Conde and his colleagues. So it's very important that the department starts to realize that this workers are their best assets, and that they would have to play a critical role in ensuring that they educate our young people, especially those who come from poor backgrounds, who frequent these TVET colleges.
Okay, just as a final issue, Kaya, I mean, do you see an end and a positive end at that on the horizon? So in other words, despite this possibility and this real risk of us seeing TVET colleges in particular, and we know that TVET colleges actually cater for the vast majority of people in the tertiary education system, with this possible shutdown of by far the largest contingent of tertiary tertiary students, in terms of bringing this thing to an end and how long we're looking at in terms of this industrial action, do you have any feedback for us on that basis?
Look, like I said earlier, we are willing to negotiate. As and when the department is ready to engage with us in good faith, then we'll be able to engage. And if they are willing to fulfill all our demands fully, we'll gladly end the strike. But if they don't, then it will run indefinitely. But even if they were to meet our demands, there's still issues that pertains to the demands by students. Because all of us, I think all of us, I'm speaking because of everyone here, that we need to have an education system that can be accessed by everyone, irregardless of the size of their pockets, whether they can pay or not. Everyone must have access to education. There must not be any financial exclusion, academic exclusion, and that all the barriers that are blocking students from accessing education must be brought down, and that the infrastructure and the environment must be conducive for learning so that we can produce leaders, like I said, and contributors to our economy.
Thank you so much for your time. All the best to you, mate.
Okay, it's a pleasure.
Great one. Of course, that is one that we will be keeping an eye on, considering that this is industrial action that they are planning on embarking on Thursday. Hopefully, they can reach some type of an agreement. I don't know if I will be holding my breath until such time. Up next, we're speaking to the director of Media Monitoring Africa, Mr. William Bird. It's 23 minutes past 8 o'clock.